I'm Jared Christensen.
And I'm Phil Mottman, and we're part of the Holland High School Marching Band.
All right, guys, besides the marching band, what are some of the other things that you're involved in here at Holland High School?
I do basketball. Well, I was going to do basketball, volleyball, and football, but during football, blew out my knee, but did get a pretty cool touchdown. That was fun. I'm in band, too.
I'm one of the drum majors of the Holland High School Marching Band. I'm also part of the varsity soccer team and track and field team, and I'm dual enrolled at Hope College.
So you're both super involved in the Holland High School Marching Band course, but are you thinking about careers in music after you get through high school?
I actually do kind of think about doing a music career. Band is like a, not just band, but music period is a big factor in my life and a big part of my day. I do jazz band, marching band, and choir. So it takes up a lot of time and it's very interesting, but very worth it.
How about you, Philip?
When I go to college, I'm hoping to be in the Michigan marching band, if I get into Michigan, but I would really like to join a marching band to any college that I go to or university.
What life lessons do you think you're picking up as a member of the Holland High School Marching Band?
What I've learned is that finding your spot in what you're taking place in is very important. Like, ever since I first joined, I knew I always wanted to be a drum major, and here I am. And so I slowly worked my way up to the spot, and I was finding where I fit in throughout the years and stuff. And for most of it, it was being a section leader. And then for my last year, I really felt the calling of being a drum major. And it's not only finding where you fit in, it's part of like knowing what you owe to others, because you have to aspire to a certain level of greatness in order to like be like, hey, I know I owe all of you guys to be great, and I'm contributing what I owe.
How about you, Jared?
Definitely time commitment, being able to have a good schedule and being able to stick to it, not just mess around and do things out of the blue. You gotta stay to it and give it your all. Just being a leader and all, and even if you're not a section leader, like a drum major, you still gotta be able to like help people. And
now it is competition season for the Holland High School Marching Band. Philip, tell us a little bit about your show that you've been working on really since the beginning of summer.
So the name of the show is Down the Witch's Road. The theme of the show is sort of like a fairy tale almost, you know, like Little Red Riding Hood, but it's sort of just like going through the woods, like a spooky walk in the woods. And the feeling of the show is really just
emotional,
very emotional. It's dark. Very emotionally tied, dark. And there's also bright moments to it as well. So it's a mix of both ends of the spectrum. Competitions. We have one on the 4th of October, one on the 14th, and one on the 11th. Mm-hmm. Cedar Springs, West Ottawa, and Sparta. Those are the three that are coming up. And on November 1st, we're going to Detroit.
Hey, Jared, tell us about this big fundraiser the Holland High School Band is hosting on Friday.
The Holland Band Spooktacular is hosted by the Holland Band Parents Association and the Holland Band's What. This fun event will include like hot dogs, chips and pop, fun crafts and games, a spooky hallway with trick-or-treating, and a costume contest with great prizes. It's on Friday, October 3rd, 6 to 8 p.m. at HLA. $15 per child, $5 for a parent meal, $2 each for an extra hot dog. Parents must accompany their children.
That sounds like a ton of fun for the whole family. Check it out Friday night, 6 to 8 at HLA on Van Ralty. All right, guys, one of the things I like to do at the end of this podcast is talk about how Holland Public Schools is right for you. Philip, you've been here your entire education. How has Holland Public Schools been right for you?
I have a long lineage here. My grandpa, he was a wood shop teacher here at the E.E. Fell building when it was still going. Both my parents went here. My dad's mom went here. And my grandma was, she was a lunch lady at West. My mom works at Jefferson. My dad attended here. My parents are high school sweethearts from here. So I have a long list of family ties from Holland High School. And so it's not just about like me fitting into the school. It's also about me going through what my family also experienced. And I really feel like the community is very welcoming, and you can learn so much about the tradition that we have here and about the community and how we're not just the Dutch, we're also, you know, we have Hispanic Heritage Month and a whole list of other ethnicities that attend to our school. So we're not just only the Dutch, and I feel like that has always made it right for me.
Jared, you have a completely different story. You just started here at the beginning of the school year at Holland High School, but how has Holland Public Schools been right for you?
It's definitely been very welcoming. As soon as I got here, got to know a lot of people. There's a bunch of different groups you can be in, and like every single one of them is welcoming. The spirit, the school spirit, it's big. The motto is huge, Dutch. I want to be here.
And iconic, almost?
Yeah, like iconic. And I look up to going to school every day, being a part of jazz band. Just a great way to start my day. And I don't know, it was very welcoming and I enjoy it here. It's definitely a step from my old school.
Love to hear that. Guys, thanks so much for being on the podcast with us this week.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
It was really an honor.
Again, we'd love to have you visit the Holland High School Marching Band during their fundraiser on Friday night from 6 to 8 at the Holland Language Academy. It's the band Spooktacular. You can get more information about it on our website at hollandpublicschools.org.